This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're learning more details about the man taken into police custody after the July 4th shooting in suburban Chicago that killed six people and wounded 30. The AP's Julie Walker.
Robert Cremo III was spotted by Highland Park police driving and tried to get away. Witness Kate Rappel told WISN she saw the arrest.
He said nothing. He had a very smug look. He seemed to be very calm, cool, and collective.
Police say a rifle was found on the rooftop of the building where the shooter opened fire on the parade, sending people running for their lives. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
While we celebrate the 4th of July just once a year, mass shootings have become our weekly, yes, weekly, American tradition.
The victims range in age from 8 to 85. Authorities say several of the wounded are children. I'm Julie Walker.
Highland Park resident Robert Tuazon says Americans aren't surprised by the violence anymore.
We don't blink anymore. So I think until laws change, it's going to be more of the same, sadly.
Robert Tuazon in Highland Park, Illinois. There was gunfire in Philadelphia last night at a July 4th celebration. Two police officers slightly hurt, but they've been released from the hospital now. Nobody else hurt, no arrests yet, and few details. Mayor Jim Kenney calls the gun violence crazy. Plenty of July 4th holiday travelers trying to get home are facing long delays. Pilots for Scandinavian Airlines say they don't make enough money, and they say the company is not rehiring pilots laid off during the pandemic. Scandinavian Airlines filed for bankruptcy in the U.S. this morning. It could be one of the largest data breaches in history if it's confirmed. Hackers say they have data on 1 billion Chinese nationals from a Shanghai police database leak. This is AP News. Are we there yet? Donna Warder has more on the travel chaos at the airports.
Travelers flying home from their 4th of July getaways are facing long airport lines, delays, and headaches. Since holiday weekend travel picked up last Thursday, airlines have canceled more than 2,200 U.S. flights, and FlightAware says another 25,000 have been delayed. The Transportation Security Administration says more than 9 million people flocked to U.S. airports between Thursday and Sunday. It is peak vacation season, and travel analyst John Grant says the delays are all over the globe, and he doesn't expect the situation to improve anytime this summer. I'm Donna Warder.
What if you're driving? Gas is $4.80 a gallon this morning, historically high, but down 8 cents in a week. A year ago, gas was $3.13 a gallon, says the AAA. Prices are lowest in the South. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.